Football is a family tradition for Bill and Shelly Baltz boys from Barron. Josh, the oldest, a running back, went on to play for the Wisconsin Badgers. Justin, the safety at UW-Eau Claire. And the youngest, Jason, is a star receiver for the Minnesota Duluth Bulldogs. Hi, everybody. This is Sports and Commentary. I'm Greg Stewart. Thank you for joining me, and thanks for your support of Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. Those contributions help to sponsor the show, and you can learn more anytime at WWIB.com. Jason Baltz was all-conference and academic All-America last season for the University of Minnesota Duluth, and the fifth-year senior is back on the show with me today. So two older brothers played college ball. You're the youngest, on to UMD. What is it about football that has become such a big part of your family, Jason?
I'm not really sure. We always joke. My parents didn't play sports a ton. My dad was in FFA basketball or something like that, at least. Mm-hmm. I think my mom is where athletic talents come from. But I don't know. My brothers, I obviously saw them playing growing up, and I think for me, as I started to play the game, it really tests you. It tests what you believe and how hard you can work, and it challenges you in different ways that some sports don't. It's physically demanding, day in, day out of practice, lift, all of that. And not to say other sports don't give you that at times, but I think by far football is one of the ones that's going to push you to your edge and drive you to your limits. I mean, up here I've had a few injuries, a couple surgeries, and my back has been bad over the past couple of years, and it really tests you just to see how far you're willing to go and how far you're willing to commit. Sometimes people think you're crazy for playing a game that's causing some pain, or you kind of look ahead to the future and you don't know what the implications will be down the road. But as far as I can tell right now, it's worth it. You might have to check back in 15, 20 years and I'll tell you again, but I'm grateful that it has been a part of our family and I've had opportunities to continue to use the talents and that I've been blessed with.
Yeah, God's given you tremendous talent on the football field and in the classroom. I had a 3.99 GPA last year and named an academic All-America. Picked up a really nice scholarship after the season. Tell me what that means to you.
It's definitely a great honor. I'm grateful for those who supported me along the way, my parents, siblings, everyone who's encouraged me to be the best I can be in whatever aspect of life I'm approaching. But I'm grateful for it. I'm thankful to coaches. I don't know how much say they have or what they do behind the scenes that I don't know, but I don't know much more than that. It's exciting that my efforts are being rewarded, but I don't have many more words than that.
Okay. Well, 9-3 season last year for UMD. 18 seniors have departed, but it looks as if you have a whole bunch of guys coming back for the Bulldogs next season. So I would imagine that expectations are pretty high, huh?
Yeah, we're bringing back, I want to say, 23, 24 seniors, or we're bringing in 24 of us are coming back for the final year, which is exciting, just the experience that we'll bring in. We have a lot of talented young guys that are going to need to step up and fill roles. My fifth year here, I see this team as a team that has the experience we need to make a run for where we want to be. There are some areas where we're going to have new guys and new faces, which is like every year. So it's always exciting once we get into fall camp and see who's going to be where and at what level they're going to be playing at. But no, I look at our O-line and I think we have four seniors on our O-line: Juno, JR, Trapper. He's from Rice Lake, and maybe Joe will be in there, I think. So, I mean, there's other seniors and other guys as well, but it's just, it's exciting when we look at the roster on paper, the depth and the talent we're bringing back. But that can only take a team to so far. It's guys taking advantage of each day. We'll have probably 60 of us up here come June 1st for workouts, and that's really the final stretch before fall camp. June, July workouts as a team, lifting, running, a little 7-on-7 here and there, and then once August hits, we're full steam ahead into the season.
All right, University of Minnesota Duluth, 5'11", wide receiver Jason Baltz from Barron on the line with me again today. And I tell you what, let's plan a getting together tomorrow, because I want to ask you about the outreach ministry that you lead up there on campus, Athletes in Action, how God is working on the North Shore with the Bulldog Athletic Program through your life and others who are committed Christians. So we'll do that next time. Jason, thanks for coming by today. Appreciate it. God bless you.
Thank you. I appreciate the call. God bless you as well.